Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 25th of May 2019, and this is the 1057th Moll Out Loud podcast. I've just cycled along the Waterworks Reserve track. I haven't cycled along here before, but many years ago, about 25 years ago maybe, probably a little bit more, I used to walk along here a lot. I lived not far away from here. We're in South Hobart. A friend and I bought a house which was advertised as a gentleman's residence on a battle axe block, and we rather thought we were the battle axe end of gentlemanliness, but it felt like such a great name, and it was called Trafalgar Villa. Very military name. And this was our walk. She had a a blue heeler dog called Toby, and we used to walk him along this track. But I'm on a bit of track that we didn't come along. We used to walk to the gate that actually opens onto the reserves, which are beyond the reserves. You can sort of picnics and things, but they're approached from the other side of the road. So it's just a lovely bush track up to here, and you're allowed to take a bicycle as far as the gate, but I've come up above that and I'm walking along a little track, mossy and green, and we've had light rain overnight, so it's very eucalypty as well. It's a beautiful track, and I need to make sure I don't lose my sense of time because I'm going to a Qigong workshop today, a full day Qigong workshop, which I haven't done. Well, I haven't done for how long? Certainly since before I went away. There was one shortly after I came back, and my foot just wasn't up to it. My ankle wasn't up to a full day of Qigong. So today is going to be really, really lovely. Well, it is lovely already, but it'll be good to have a day in which I'm not on the computer, and that I'm not sitting, not having to figure things out all the time. Sort of meditative exercise. Such a good way to start it. Sorry about those clicks. I'm just trying to find a picture to send with this podcast. It's fun doing a bit that I don't know. If I continued along here, and and past the waterworks, I'd be on track to the mountain. Well, in fact, I'd be able to walk to where the Qigong workshop is happening at the community hall in Ferntree. But I'm not doing that. I'm going to go back with my bike and leave my bike with the person who's running the workshops, and we'll travel up together and set the place up. So now there are two tracks, one that leads down to the reservoir and one that leads further up. I'm wondering whether I need to turn back. It's a lovely reminder of, well, not a reminder actually, but a surprise, a treat in store for me to come back here, to bike here, and to maybe spend much longer doing this walk. So speaks someone who hasn't actually even managed to get to Knock Lofty very much. Did I just say that was might be a good place to turn back? Because I haven't. I feel as if I've been over busy for the last couple of weeks. Weekends I usually just, well, there are things happening, but there are big spaces in between. This weekend they're not, although today's not going to be stressful. But I am really looking forward to having a week of not being online. This will mean that I don't listen or watch anything or go online for research, and it means a very limited time on email, maybe twice in the week. It means no Mole Out Loud next week. And I'm hoping to restore some of the stillness that I can get if I switch everything off. This really is a lovely walk. A bit too lovely a bit too tempting just to keep going. But that would be very mean. After all, not just responsible to myself today. It's a bit of a grey day, a bit overcast, a bit windy, as you can hear, and probably now that I'm going canter to the wind. Going to be about 15 of us today, which is a bigger class than usual, although sometimes you get 15 people enrolling but not actually turning up. It's been so dry for most of the time, you know, that we've had just these little bits of rain, that this lovely damp smell sounds awful, sounds really mouldy, it's kind of smell of damp eucalypt, that's sort of fresh smell actually, not a dank smell. Not a smell of things that have been damp for a long time, but just wettened enough to release their aromas. It was quite odd cycling along this path that I'd come down with my friend and Toby the dog. It just suddenly brought back all those kind of conversations we had. And that time of sharing that house and meals. Definitely think I'll come this way again. Well, it's lovely having you with me on a proper, well, proper in the sense of in the bush, even though not very extensive. Walk on this Saturday morning. And I do hope that you are able to experience some natural surroundings and breathe in. Well, maybe not eucalypt, but I'm sure there are other natural smells that you can inhale all vicariously through me, through my slightly snuffly nose, as becomes a mole. I hope that you're able to engage with something that is important to you, meaningful to you, enriches your life. And thank you very, very much for listening to me, for taking part in my life, And I hope you have a good week next week. Maybe you will have some silent time too. And I look forward to talking to you again soon.